The Camel and the Jackal. A camel once lived beside a wide river. He had a friend who was a jackal, and the two animals would often spend a few minutes chatting. One morning, the jackal said to his friend,
"I've heard about a big field of ripe sugar cane on the other side of the river. If you'll carry me across on your back, I'll show you where it is."
Actually, that greedy jackal was thinking about some big juicy crabs that lived on the other bank of the river, but he didn't tell the camel this. The camel licked his lips at the thought of the delicious sugar cane.
"Jump up on my back and let's go," he cried.
Up jumped the jackal onto the camel's hump, where he could be sure of keeping his paws quite dry. Then the camel set off across the river. Once they were safely on the other side, the jackal showed the camel the field of sugar cane, and then he headed back to the bank to catch crabs. He crunched up crab after crab, and soon he'd eaten as many as his skin would hold. He wanted to go home, and he became impatient for the camel to finish his meal.
"Come along, brother camel," he said. "It's time to go."
But the camel had not finished munching the sugar cane. Have you ever seen a camel eating? Nothing will make him hurry. So he took no notice of the jackal and just went on chewing, moving his jaws from side to side in the slow way that camels have. The jackal got tired of waiting. He thought of a way to make the camel go back across the river, and he began to bark and howl. The men from the nearby village heard the noise and came running. They saw the camel and drove him out of the cane field, beating him with sticks and throwing stones which bounced off his ribs. The poor, bruised camel hobbled down to the river as fast as he could. The jackal jumped onto his back and they set off.
"That was a very unkind thing to do," said the camel to the jackal. "Why did you make all that noise and get me into trouble?"
"Oh, didn't I tell you?" said the jackal. "I always have to sing a little after dinner. It's a habit I have."
"Well, I wish you'd mentioned it before," said the camel,
and he went on swimming across the river. When he got to the deepest part, the camel said,
"Now I think I'm going to roll a little."
"Oh no," said the jackal, "please don't do that. I hate getting wet, and I'm a poor swimmer. I might drown."
"I can't help that," said the camel. "It's just a habit I have. I always roll after dinner. Have you never seen me do it?"
And with that, the camel rolled over and the jackal fell with a splash into the river. Luckily, the current washed him to the riverbank where he could scramble out. But that was the very last time the jackal asked his friend the camel to give him a ride across the river.